This is KCUR 89.3. When you spend time in Atchison, Kansas, population about 11,000, you hear some of the same things you might hear in any small town across the country. They have a hard time keeping jobs and attracting young people. But at the same time, KCUR's Laura Ziegler found community leaders looking to capitalize on Atchison's history and heritage as they try to turn the local economy around.
Palucci's restaurant's a family-owned place just off the Amelia Earhart Memorial Bridge into Atchison. It is the place to get breakfast, so of course that's where I had to go to meet with Jeff Boldridge.
Okay, how do you want your eggs?
Easy.
Bacon or sausage?
Boldridge is a big guy. He played high school football, but he's super youthful looking at age 30. He's got a cap of black curly hair and a 5 o'clock shadow. When I meet up with him, he's just off a 12-hour shift with Nestle Purina Pet Care Company in St. Joe, where he makes dog food.
Kind of boring at times, but there's really nothing. I mean, nothing around here.
Boldridge is like hundreds of people in Atchison who've had to leave town to find jobs. The changing economy has cut job opportunities. He spent 6 months working on a conveyor belt at Bradkin Engineered Products Division right out of school. Bradkin began as the Atchison Foundry in 1872, making parts for train cars. In its heyday, there were three shifts and the plant ran 24/7. Today, there's one shift, Monday through Friday, and it's a multinational operation. Boldridge's next job was at Northwest Pipe, which made steel pipes for oil and gas. He was hired and fired and rehired, along with fluctuations in the price of oil, until finally the place shut down.
January of 2016 is when everybody got the boot. Everybody.
While most of Kansas is focused on agriculture, manufacturing has long been an economic driver in Atchison. But the second largest industry in town might surprise you. It's education. Benedictine College on the bluffs overlooking the Missouri River struggled during the 70s and 80s. Aggressive marketing and a campus-wide facelift have created a building renaissance. Enrollment has tripled in the last several decades, adding juice to the local economy, says Benedictine Marketing Director Steve Johnson.
Students spending money in local stores, and parents coming into town and staying in hotels and going to restaurants, and all of the construction that we've been doing over all these years, and the number of local contractors who are involved in that, it's a huge boost to the economy.
And there are other bright spots on the economy, too. On Commercial Street, not far from downtown Atchison, you see a behemoth factory of metal columns, cylinders, and huge boxy buildings. It's the MGP Ingredients Distillery. To me, it looks like an oversized version of a kid's toy with geometric shapes that snap together. The company's VP of Public Relations is Steve Pickman. He's an old newspaper guy. And as he casts his gaze up toward the sun-bathed distillation tower, the smoke billowing against the brilliant blue sky, he suggests a photo op.
Well, that's not a bad shot right here.
MGP was once the largest provider of industrial alcohol for fuel during World War II. It was started by the Atchison-based Cray family, pillars of the community who still have a majority share. They've added a plant in Indiana and have expanded into wheat-based food supplements. But MGP is known for booze, standard gin and vodka made from corn, and its signature premium drink called Till American Wheat Vodka.
Till Vodka, which is our own brand, is the exception. That's made strictly and totally from wheat, from Kansas.
By the proud men and women of Atchison, Kansas.
That's MGP President and CEO Gus Griffin. He can barely contain his pride as he talks about the Norman Rockwell values attached to Till Vodka, and by extension, to MGP.
Trust, integrity, honesty, hard work, things that are symbolic with the Midwest.
The description's important for a couple of reasons. First, Gus Griffin isn't even from the Midwest. He grew up in a small town like Atchison, but in Pennsylvania. He was brought in to grow the company in part by promoting the heartland values it represents. And it's working. The company quadrupled its operating income in the first year of Griffin's strategic plan. 220 people work here today. That may not sound like a lot, but in the employment landscape in Atchison, it is. And plans are to add jobs soon. Griffin says the success of MGP is directly tied to the ethos of Atchison.
I think it's a small town, the family background of the business, and that everybody feels their efforts not only affect them, their neighbors, their families, but we're all working for a common good.
Pretty much to a person, the people I met here wanted to stay here and to make Atchison better. But how is Atchison really doing? Well, it depends on who you ask. Boosters will point to the new Holiday Inn Express under construction and the brand new YMCA downtown, the growth of Benedictine College, and the way investors are turning the obsolete factories and declining businesses into thriving niche markets. But Atchison still has a 6% unemployment rate that's 2 points higher than the rest of Kansas, and the future of some of the largest employers remains uncertain. Atchison is in transition, balancing the iconic identity it's so connected to with the racing global marketplace that demands change. Laura Ziegler, KCUR 89.3.